some of these bets that we made, and I know some of those bets I made, I've already written off as loss leaders, if you will. Some of those still very excited about. Jensen, let's go through some of those bets that you made before the year that still right now either have a good shot to cash or we need a little bit of work to get done.
Yeah, with the World Cup results here in the semifinal, we still have two very attractive multi or cross-sport parlays alive. And we will have a culmination of what baseball future will live on once we get through the World Cup final on Sunday. As it stands, let me start there with our crossbar parlays because it's really going to factor in to where we handicap the second half, Dave. Right now, the Mariners 56-1 to win the World Series. That, of course, the second leg. Should Argentina win the cup on Sunday? On the other side of that, I know one you really liked before, the Phillies at 105-1 should Spain win the World Cup. One that I had to go back into the portfolio as I was recounting what was alive or what was dead. Very much alive all of a sudden here. The Motor City parlay of the Detroit Tigers, 61-1 to win the World Series. That is active due to the second leg of that parlay being Michigan to win the college basketball national championship on the men's side. We have documented in earnest the Yankees 287-1 to win the World Series by virtue of the Knicks winning the NBA title. So American League wise, Dave, we could be set up really well because I also made two preseason wagers on the Orioles at 30-1. Not sure if that one's going to be alive, but we'll see. The Rangers, though, at 30-1, very much going to be in there, as is the Pirates on the National League side at 50-1, chip in a chair, and we could monetize that one as early as the wild card round. Now, to win the American League pennant, I made the Mariners pick at 5-1 before the season. Still like that one, and that would be a nice little correlation should Argentina win. Could have two chances to monetize there. It would basically be on house money when we get to the ALCS, should that come to pass. The National League, Dave, I've added throughout the year, Cubs at 6-1 early on, Padres at 20-1, and then the Pirates at 25-1. And I'll start there with you because the National League side of it, I feel, is obviously in correlation with we're going to go through the Dodgers at some point, and where is the time? Division series, National League Championship Series, depending on those teams, that might be advantageous to come back on LA should they be alive deep into October.
Very quickly, before I get to some of those that I have active, I wanted to ask you the same question I asked Greg Peterson. Please like, subscribe to the VSiN by the Books podcast here, where we get those pods. Take a listen to that conversation. I asked him specifically about the Yankees, and I've got a couple tickets on them as well. And that really nice one you have now with the Knicks to win the NBA title here, which that part's already done. What, 287-1? That's a monster ticket. At 12 games over 500 for the Yanks, I do feel like the perception is negative around this team. I know they're three games back of Tampa Bay, but with the injuries, with Gerrit Cole coming back, didn't even start the year with the team with the injury, has not been great. No Aaron Judge for the majority of it. Can we flip that narrative and say, boy, to be 54-42 at the break without your two best players, arguably, maybe they're not in as bad a position as people are making them out to be.
I'm probably going to hold off until we get the clarity or maybe even lack thereof of the imaging that supposedly is taking place, if not already, for the ribcage injury that Judge has. So that to me will give a little bit more of a timeline or at least roughly when we could expect him back. Dave, if I'm a betting man and you know, sometimes I am, I would say that it's going to be after the trade deadline in a significant portion of when we'll see Aaron Judge. I don't know even if middle August is optimistic. I would think you got to be conservative and say that we need to make sure it's eradicated. So I would look more towards the end of August before Aaron Judge is finally back in a regular season game.
Ironically, they were three games back at the All-Star break last year to Toronto and came back and tied them. Got very close to the last day of the regular season. They're fighting for that divisional lead. They're three games back of Tampa Bay right now as they get ready to begin their second half on Friday. I'll give you a couple of plays that I have. Look, I'm dead in the water on the Mets over 86.5. I'm not going to list that. There's just no chance of that getting home. Hopefully it's going to be offset a little bit here by the fighting fish, something we brought up with Mike Palm earlier in the program too. I just like the way they swing it. They don't strike out a lot. They're going to put the ball in play. They will play small ball. And they just put pressure on defenses. And I think their pitching's good enough. I wonder what they're going to do come All-Star break. Traditionally, you know, you can go back decades here when the Marlins are in it. They will make some moves here to kind of bolster this roster. I like where I'm sitting, obviously, with the 72.5 over win total to make the postseason at plus 750. Got a really good price point in pocket there. Pirates above 500 right now. Feel pretty good about that over 76.5 wins. I think we're going to be able to get there barring some disaster. And Paul Skenes has not even been the best version by far of a Paul Skenes. So maybe a little rest here this week will get him looking more like the Paul Skenes we're accustomed to. It's the Athletics. Jensen, I don't think they've won a game since I went on vacation. Like, what happened there? So, like, 75.5 wins is the total. I'm not saying that I'm drawn dead, but for a play I really liked for the majority of the first half of the year, what happened there? Is this just who they are? Are they still that nomadic team until they get a city that they can get entrenched to? Is this what I can expect from the A's in the second half? That was so disappointing over the last 2 weeks.
Well, they're headed to Las Vegas in 2028, so we know the destination. By the way, the stadium construction looks really cool. I've been seeing some of the time lapses there for what they've had. So I think they're going to be fine. They do need help pitching-wise. Lineup-wise, yeah. You know, you've got as good a foundation moving forward with what Nick Kurtz has put together and what they'll have, and hopefully getting Brent Rooker healthy for next year as well. A couple of other award markets that I have still active, Dave, and maybe some miscellaneous wagers. More to your Marlins point, I did jump in on them live at 35-1 to win the National League East and 4-1 to make the postseason. So I think you and I align there with the hashtag fighting fish. I did, because a viewer was so great about just teeing it up, the momentum the Tigers have in a week AL Central parlayed with the Marlins, both those to win their respective divisions. A little pizza money at 111-1. The Rockies and Dodgers, the only two win totals I made before the year, also have them in our VSiN MLB Futures Draft. The Rockies over 54.5. They are projected to be in the low 60s right now, so they could fly over that one. And then the Dodgers under 102.5 wins at even money. They're right now projected right around 99 or 100. So that could be a little sweat in the end, but I would think that they're going to rest the regulars at some point the last 2 weeks of the season. So I feel comfortable about that. The one that we got a scare on over the All-Star break, Junior Caminero, the AL MVP number 20-1. It looks like he's going to be okay. Said he plans to play in both legs of the doubleheader tomorrow. Day night double dip between the Rays and the Red Sox at Fenway Park. Munetaka Murakami, second shortest shot to win AL Rookie of the Year. Got him before the year at plus 850. I think that the TJ Rumfield, this was courtesy of Will Hill when he came on and gave that out. I tailed him on the National League Rookie of the Year at 50-1. We'll see what happens on the National League side as JJ Weatherholt has just been amazing. And then, hey, don't know about the Cy Young in the American League yet. I mean, you got a big second half here for Cam Schlittler, Dylan Cease, and Jacob DeGrom still hanging around there. If Texas makes a run, you got to think he's part of it. Davis Martin, similarly, with the Chicago White Sox. If they stay atop the American League Central, he will be at the forefront of it. DeGrom at 13-1, Martin at 60-1, both respectively, to win the American League Cy Young Award.
Can't confirm nor deny that the ghost of George Steinbrenner or Billy Martin threw that pitch at Caminero in the All-Star game for the Yankee faithful out there.